Hello and welcome, or welcome back. I make Podfix, and today I am going to be reading Too Early for This, written by Orphan Account. The relationship is Bakugo Katsuki and Midoriya Izuku. Always fuck it up. Let's see, what else? I think that's really all I have to say about it. This is not the whole audio. The whole audio will be on Spotify because I can't read all of this on the internet because it's explicit. So yeah, if you're into that, cool. If you're not, I've got other stuff. Yeah, please enjoy. Too Early for This. Written by Orphan Account. Read by Demon Feed Audio. Summary. In the process of rescuing a girl from a villain, Katsuki becomes afflicted by an aphrodisiac quirk. His pride refuses to let him be a victim, but for once, maybe Deku helping him won't be so bad. Okay, so maybe it was better to leave things to the pros sometimes, but what the hell was Katsuki supposed to do? He'd been walking past an alley when two dark shapes, far in, past the dumpsters, caught his eye. At the sight of some creep advancing upon a chick in an alleyway, he did a double take. Son of a bitch. It was too early for this. Katsuki charged. He couldn't risk an explosion in these close quarters, not with a civilian so close. Besides, he could get in shit if he injured a villain too badly. No way in hell was he going to jeopardize his career as a pro hero. Instead of activating his quirk, he aimed a flying kick at the villain's back. It knocked him off his feet. Go, Katsuki snarled. He wasn't stupid enough to take his eyes off the villain while he spoke. But it wasn't the gross-ass lecher he was speaking to. The frightened woman gave a tiny nod and ran for it. As an afterthought, Katsuki shouted after her, "And call the police!" The villain didn't stay down for too long. Katsuki watched with a sense of satisfaction as he staggered to his feet, his nose bleeding after hitting the wall. Damn right, he'd teach him he was a force to be reckoned with, quirk or no quirk. The villain backed further away, attempting to keep his distance but only succeeding at putting his back in a corner. Katsuki finally got a better look at him. He was wearing some stupid gaudy-ass costume with a toga and a quiver of arrows, one of which he had in his hand. What the actual jizzing fuck, Katsuki thought. Am I fighting goddamn Cupid? What a joke. You'll regret interrupting me, the villain threatened. The attempt was ruined by the fact that Katsuki could see his hand trembling as he wiped the blood from under his nose. He was tense, a cornered animal waiting for attack. Shut the fuck up already. Ugh. Shitty weaklings like this pissed Katsuki off the most, trying to sound all cool when he was just a pussy. Wait, no, that was an insult to pussies. That shit could push out an entire fucking baby. He kinda had to have some respect for that, but Katsuki digressed. Couldn't you have picked a better time to do this shit? I'm going to be late for school. Katsuki bared his teeth and cracked his knuckles. This guy seemed like a small fry. He could get this done in one hit. Or did he even really need to hit him? He'd probably get bitched at for roughing him up too much. The fucking pansy looked like he was about to shit himself anyway. He'd probably give in easy. That was Katsuki's first mistake, underestimating him. A cornered animal is a desperate one. Katsuki relaxed his shoulders and narrowed his eyes at the guy. I'll kick your ass in a fight, fucker, and don't even think about trying to run. How about you just drop the weapon and put your hands up? He said in a calm, even voice, or at least what passed as calm, and even for Katsuki. So, not very calm or even at all. The villain's eyes darted around. He didn't move. Katsuki's temper flared. I said, put your motherfucking hands up. He took a single stomp forward. The man let out an animalistic yell and charged at Katsuki recklessly, swinging every which way. Katsuki's eyes widened and he stumbled to dodge. For once, he was caught off guard. Out of reflex, he ignited the sweat on his palms and aimed dual explosions at the man. The villain staggered. Moments later, he fell to the ground, eyes rolling back in his head. Fuck, Katsuki hissed. Fuck, fuck, fuck! knelt down and jabbed his fingers into the guy's neck. He felt around until something thrummed under his fingers. Thank fuck. Still, this wasn't good. He'd unleashed 2 full-force explosions on a weak villain. There was no way the guy wasn't going to end up in the hospital for emergency care, and there was no way Kotsky wasn't going to end up getting blamed for it. A strangled gasp ripped Kotsky from his thoughts. He leapt to his feet and whirled around. There, standing at the entrance to the alleyway, was fucking Deku. Kachan? Deku stumbled forward, wide-eyed and pale-faced. Kachan, is he? No, you dumbass, Kotsky snapped. I can see you jumping to your shitty-ass conclusions. Fucking stop it. This fucker's a villain, okay? Deku flinched slightly. I know that, he said loudly, digging his nails into his palms. A beat of silence. He added softer. I know you wouldn't hurt someone innocent like that. Deku closed the rest of the distance and knelt beside the body, doing the same as Kotsky had. Kotsky smacked his hand away. No, he's not fucking dead. Deku's eyebrows furrowed in that irritating way that made Kotsky's fingers itch. Itch to smooth away that goddamn crease between them. But he's injured, Kachan. You could get in a lot of trouble for using your quirk. What were you thinking? If the police find... It's a bit fucking late for that, Kotsky interrupted with a scowl. They're already on their way. What? If it were possible, Deku paled even more. And then, for the second time that day, Kotsky was caught off guard, because Deku grabbed his wrist and he started fucking running. All Kotsky could do was stumble after him and splutter out curses. Deku had an iron grip on his arm and he was hell-bent on dragging him... somewhere. God damn it was too fucking early for this. They ran, and they ran. For some reason, Kotsky could feel himself getting more winded than normal. They were a long distance away when Kotsky finally dug his heels in. Deku slowed to a stop. The two of them collapsed, panting on the sidewalk. Kotsky's chest heaved as he gulped in air. He felt too hot, despite the sweat cooling on his skin. They ran more and for longer during training on a regular basis, and yet for some reason, Kotsky felt like he was dying. Beside him, Deku was a little winded, but mostly fine. What the hell? Kotsky was supposed to be better than him. What? Kotsky panted. The fuck was that? Deku winced at the murderous glint in Kotsky's eyes. He held his hands up. I didn't want you to get in trouble, so I thought we should get out of there before they came. You stupid fuck, there was a witness. Kotsky grabbed the front of Deku's shirt and snarled in his face. What? The chick I saved, Kotsky explained, gritting his teeth. She saw me. She saw my fucking uniform. And now, because of your dumbass, I look even worse. What do you think they're gonna think when I'm not at the scene where I fucking knocked a guy out, huh? Deku paled. He began to stammer out apologies, but Kotsky cut him off by shoving him aside roughly and letting out a frustrated growl. A quick look around informed him that Deku had succeeded at running in the exact opposite direction of the school. They were almost back home, for fuck's sake. Save it. Kotsky pushed himself to his feet. I'm fucking going to school before I'm in any... Black spots swam across Kotsky's vision. His legs wobbled. The dizziness hit him hard and fast. Later. The ground was rushing at him. Before Kotsky's face could get acquainted with it, strong arms wrapped around him and pulled him steady against a warm body. Chan! Kachan! The ringing in Kotsky's ears cleared after a moment. His eyes fluttered and he looked up into worried green eyes. Are you okay? Deku fretted, shifting to hold him with one arm in order to reach up and press the back of his hand to Kotsky's forehead. The furrow of his eyebrows deepened. Kachan, you're burning up! Kotsky despised that look on his face. He shoved Deku off and stood up straight, ignoring how he swayed. I'm fine, he snapped. You're not fine, you're sick. Let me help you home, Deku said, grabbing Kotsky's arm. The touch made a shiver run through him. I don't need your fucking help, Kotsky exploded. He pried Deku's fingers from his sleeve and gripped them bruisingly hard. Deku's eyes flickered to Katsuki's right arm. He frowned. Katsuki followed his gaze down to a tear in his sleeve. Through it, a line of red was visible. He became aware of a slight sting. "But you're hurt." "It's nothing. That asshole must have grazed me." Katsuki let go of Deku's fingers. "Are you done yet, or can I go the fuck to school before I'm any later?" "You can't really be thinking about going to school when you're sick," Deku argued. Katsuki flipped Deku off and started walking. Yeah, he did just want to blow off school and stay home, but his pride refused to let him give in that easy, not with Deku looking at him fucking pityingly. But the steps he took made it clear that maybe being stubborn wasn't the best idea. He was stumbling off kilter. Everything was too hot. He felt like he couldn't get enough air. His body ached. "What the hell is wrong with me?" Katsuki didn't realize he'd come to a stop, still swaying until Deku caught up to him. "At least let me patch your arm," he begged. "It's your right arm, isn't it? It'd be difficult for you to bandage it with your left hand." "Fucking fine," Katsuki muttered. Deku looked surprised, like he hadn't expected him to give in so easily. And yeah, Katsuki normally wouldn't, but frankly, he felt like shit. "My house. My parents aren't home." They turned around to head to Katsuki's house, and if Katsuki leaned on Deku during the walk there, well, Deku didn't mention it. Luckily, it wasn't too far of a walk. Deku fumbled with the door and they stepped into the entrance, pausing to take off their shoes. Both knew that Katsuki's mother would kill them if they tracked dirt inside. Once his shoes were off, Deku stopped and stared, head swiveling around. It had been years since he last came over. Subtle things had changed since then. "Oi, shit nerd," Katsuki elbowed him. "If you're just gonna stand there and gawk, then get the fuck out."
Sorry, Kachan.
Deku guided them to the bathroom. Katsuki hadn't known whether he would even remember where it was or not. Inside, Katsuki collapsed on the edge of the closed toilet. The fluorescent light above made his head spin, eyes swimming. He nearly groaned. He was so fucking out of it. Even a brief glimpse of himself in the mirror had told him he looked feverish. His eyes were lidded and blown wide. His skin was clammy and his face was flushed. Deku was quick and methodic in digging under the sink to find the first aid kit and withdrawing what he needed from it. He approached Katsuki with a silent question in his eyes. Katsuki answered it by wordlessly spreading his legs, allowing Deku to stand between them. Something in the action made a thrill of something hot race through him, electric and breathless.
"What the fuck?"
Katsuki thought, dazed.
"Can you,
yeah."
Katsuki's voice came out rough. He unbuttoned his uniform jacket and shrugged it off, letting it bunch up behind him. Next, he fumbled with the button of his shirt sleeve. He pushed it up past the cut. The cool air hit his hot skin, causing him to shiver and his arms to break out in goosebumps. Deku's fingers curled around his arm, holding it in place while he wiped away the dried blood. His touch was like a balm. Everything was so hot, yet, at the same time, cold. Katsuki could feel himself sweating. He grit his teeth and popped open another button to his shirt. He felt like he was starving for something, yet he didn't know what. This close, Katsuki could count the freckles on Deku's face. He could feel Deku's warm, shallow puffs of breath on his cheek as he worked.
"Kachan?"
Deku broke the silence. "When did you start feeling feverish?"
"After you dragged me off running like a dumbass," Katsuki bit out.
"Why?" "So you weren't feeling sick at all until then?" Deku frowned. He kept busy while he spoke, cleaning up the cut and then reaching for the antibacterial ointment.
"I already told you no," Katsuki repeated impatiently.
"That villain you were fighting, what was his quirk?"
"Hell if I know. What the fuck does it even matter?"
Katsuki followed Deku's gaze to the cut he was rubbing ointment into.
"Oh. Son of a bitch. So you think he, what, poisoned me?" I don't know, Kachan. Maybe it's best that you get to a hospital.
Deku's frown deepened. Even if it turns out you're just sick, I wouldn't risk it.
He capped the tube of ointment and set it aside, then reached for the bandages. He bandaged Katsuki's arm quickly and efficiently, with the ease of someone who had done it many times. Katsuki fell silent. This was the last thing he needed. For fuck's sake, it was too early for this.
Deku finished with Katsuki's arm, but his fingers slipped on the roll of bandages and he dropped it. It fell to the floor near the toilet.
Ah.
Without thinking, Deku set his knee on the toilet between Katsuki's legs, leaning past him to reach for the bandages. Deku's knee rubbed into the front of his jeans. All of a sudden, Katsuki was painfully aware of how hard he was. His hips jolted forward without his permission, chasing the pressure and friction. A broken moan stuttered from his mouth. They both froze. For a second that felt like an eternity, neither dared to breathe. Katsuki grabbed his jacket and bolted.
Kachan, wait!
Deku yelped, broken from his stupor. He hurried to shove the supplies back into the first aid kit and push it back under the sink. He stumbled after Katsuki, just in time to watch him slam his bedroom door shut. Katsuki's trembling legs gave out and he sank back behind the door. He reached up and turned the lock with a click.
Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck.
His mind was racing, drawing fast conclusions. He knew now that he'd been hit with an aphrodisiac, a fucking aphrodisiac quirk of some kind. He was pretty goddamn sure the universe hated him. Well, fuck you too, universe. Katsuki refused to admit he jumped at the sound of banging against the door.
Kachan, it's okay. It's just whatever quirk you were affected with,
Deku said through the wooden barrier.
Shut the fuck up, I know that. Get out of my house, shit nerd, Katsuki shouted back.
His cheeks burned, this time not from the quirk he'd been afflicted with, but from embarrassment and mortification.
You need to go to the hospital, Kachan. We don't know what other side effects it could...
Fuck off. Like hell, Katsuki was going to go to the hospital with a fucking hard-on. He twisted his torso to slam his fist against the door.
I said get the fuck out.
I'm not going anywhere until you go to the hospital, Deku argued back stubbornly. To Katsuki's chagrin, he heard the unmistakable sound of Deku dropping down and settling with his back to the other side of the door.
Fucker,
Katsuki snarled, gnashing his teeth. He thunked his head back on the door. All Katsuki wanted to do was shove his hands down his pants, but shitty fucking Deku wouldn't leave. Fuck his life. He dug his trembling fingers into the carpet and tried to ignore the aching heat in his body and the sweat dripping down the small of his back. For the next few minutes, it was quiet. Katsuki stared up at the ceiling, counting the dips and trying not to think. His mind felt whited out. All there was craving. The urge to run into his fist, or against something, someone. The urge to kiss, touch, fuck. Flashes of vague fantasies darted through his mind, of skin on skin, of pushing into warm heat. He shoved them away irritably. When Katsuki realized he was rocking his hips minutely under the carpet, he let out an irritated noise and forced himself to stop.
Kachan, I found a news article that talks about that villain's quirk, but you're not gonna like it.
Katsuki startled at the sound of Deku's voice. He'd forgotten he was even there.
What?
He grumbled.
It says, the villain, Dirty Cupid. His quirk is that he can create a liquid aphrodisiac from the glands in his wrist. He must have coated his arrows with it. The aphrodisiac affects others once it enters their bloodstream, and, well...
Deku fell silent. Katsuki didn't have the patience for this. Spit it out already, shit nerd.
You have to have sex with someone for the quirk's effects to wear off,
Deku said in a rush, his voice pitched high. He quickly fell to mumbling, sounding disturbedly like a sex ed textbook.
Although it doesn't specify what kind, whether it has to be penetrative or simply a sexual act in general, and if it's penetrative, which partner has to be on the receiving end, and if it has to be with the opposite sex or not, and if either of both partners have to reach orgasm, which is really unhelpful.
You mean to say? Kotsky snarled, digging his fingers into the carpet, clawing at the fibers.
That I'm going to be stuck like this until I fuck someone?
Deku paused awkwardly.
Yes?
No fucking way. There was no fucking way. This was not how Kotsky's first time fucking someone was supposed to go. He was supposed to seduce someone just as hot and amazing as he was and then blow their mind. It was never supposed to be this soon, either, because Kotsky had more important things to focus on than fucking, like training to become a pro hero. His own hand was good enough, thanks. He wasn't supposed to be a victim. He wasn't supposed to need someone's fucking help.
No, Kotsky growled. That stupid news article had to be wrong. He could fix this his goddamn self. Deku be damned.
He reached down, body trembling just at the skim of his fingers across his hip, down past his jeans and the waistband of his boxers. His fingers curled around hot skin. He had to sink his teeth into his lip to keep from making any noise as his hips reflexively rocked into his hand. The slide was rough and dry until he reached the head, slick with pre-cum where there was a damp spot in his boxers.
Oh, fuck.
It was more intense than jerking off had any right to be. Kotsky had barely done anything yet, but his thighs were trembling and his breathing was shallow. He rubbed his palm against the wet crown of his cock and then stroked down, slicking the shaft. Any reserve Kotsky was holding onto snapped. He was lost to the tight coil of arousal in his gut, to the rush of sensation and want. He didn't even find a rhythm, just fucked into the warmth of his fist with messy abandon. His heart was pounding. His breathing was short and sharp.
Kachan, are you?
For the second time that day, Kotsky was startled by the sudden sound of Deku's voice, faltering and muffled, like he clapped a hand over his mouth. The surprise made him jerk, his fingers tightening almost painfully. Kotsky tipped over the edge, his throat seized up and his hips snapped up rhythmically as he shuddered through it. Wet warmth spilled into his hand. His knuckles shot up to his mouth to bite down, muffling the guttural "mmm" that escaped him. Shit. He was always too fucking vocal when he did this. For a few seconds, everything was almost too much, yet it was so, so good. Kotsky's head thumped back on the door and he gasped for breath. The hand down his pants relaxed, wrist aching. The one he'd brought to his mouth dropped down to the carpet.
Did you just...
Yeah, Kotsky panted, too dizzy to remember to be pissed off.
Oh.
The relief didn't last more than a few seconds. If anything, the frustration hit Kotsky even stronger after that. He realized, disbelievingly, that he was still hard, still aching for more because it wasn't fucking enough. He was still hot all over and mindlessly desperate. Kotsky's hand and hips moved without permission, though he was still painfully sensitive in the aftermath of coming. He gave up on muffling himself. Desperate, frustrated noise spilled from his mouth. His abs tensed as he strained towards relief he couldn't find.
It didn't help, did it? Kotsky said.
It was fucking humiliating that Deku was hearing him like this, yet most of Kotsky was too far gone to care.
No shit,
Kotsky gritted out, voice strained. The slick noises of his hand on himself covered with cum were filthy. Knowing Deku was just on the other side of the door, knowing he could hear it too, it made Kotsky's ears burn. But fuck, he just couldn't stop, even if he knew now it wasn't gonna help. He fucking needed something.
I could call someone.
Deku was saying something. God damn it. Why was he trying to have a conversation with Kotsky while he was jerking off?
Ashido-san or someone?
Kotsky barked out a short, sharp laugh.
I'm too fucking gay for that.
There was a brief silence before Deku recovered surprisingly quickly from being caught off guard.
Then, Kirishima-san?
fucking gross. Why would I want to fuck hair for brains? I don't know.
Deku had no right to sound so hysterical when Katsuki was the one suffering in this fucking mess.
Who do you want me to call then?
No one, because I don't need anyone's fucking help, Katsuki snarled. It pissed him off even more that he didn't sound angry. He sounded breathless and wrecked. For a moment, Deku fell silent.
What if it's not just help? What if someone wants to do it?
Deku spoke up again, nervous but defiant. Katsuki could envision that familiar look. The upward jut of his chin, his eyes brimming with tears yet burning with determination.
What the hell are you trying to say?
Katsuki's eyebrows furrowed.
I'll do it, Kachan.
Deku's voice trembled, yet held firm.
If you'd want me.
A vivid image hit Katsuki like a train. Deku underneath him, green eyes blown wide, face flushed, his fucking curly bird's nest of a hair messed up even more, knees up on either side of Katsuki while he fucked into him hard and deep. Katsuki's dick twitched. He swore. Moments later, there was a click as the lock turned, and Katsuki yanked the door open. Deku yelped and flailed, nearly falling back and hitting his head on the door. Katsuki caught him, wrapping an arm around his waist. Deku seized up.
You mean it, Deku?
Katsuki growled in his ear urgently. His fingers clawed tightly onto the front of Deku's uniform. He felt Deku shudder against him. The boy's throat bobbed as he swallowed and nodded hard. Katsuki wasted no time shoving him down and climbing on top of him. Deku stared up like a deer in the headlights. A very turned-on deer in the headlights. His hair haloed around his head on the carpet. An endearing flush covered his cheeks, making his freckles stand out. Katsuki grabbed Deku's stupid, messed-up tie and dragged him into a hard kiss. Deku let out a strangled gasp and flung his arms around Katsuki's neck, pulling him closer. Their lips moved together clumsily as they figured out the mechanics. Katsuki gave a testing downwards grind that made Deku's breath hiccup. Deku rolled his hips up in return. Katsuki was determined not to be a victim. He was the best, even at things he'd never done yet, and he was going to make this the best goddamn night of Deku's life. He broke the kiss in favor of burying his face in the boy's warm neck and biting. Deku breathed out a soft, his eyes fluttering and his teeth sinking into his lower lip. He tilted his head to expose more of his throat invitingly. Katsuki fisted a hand in Deku's hair and dragged his mouth back to his own. Deku gasped, giving him the perfect opportunity to lick into his mouth like he wanted to devour it. Katsuki didn't miss the way Deku's hips bucked up harder. Katsuki smirked into the kiss. So Deku liked it rough, huh? He could do rough. The grinding was supposed to be temporary, but Katsuki had become sidetracked, and he couldn't bring himself to stop. The heat between them was too much. He felt feverish. Fuck, maybe he should have done this earlier. Even their clumsy teenage fumbling felt sinfully good to his inexperienced body. Add the effects of the quirk on top of that, and Katsuki felt like he was drowning. Deku was just the right amount of warm and slender, but firm underneath him that he was craving. Deku was the exact opposite of fucking helpful and aiding in any of Katsuki's fleeting plans to get their clothes off earlier, instead just clinging to Katsuki and reciprocating the dry humping and kissing eagerly. He tasted like toothpaste, and he giggled and jerked when Katsuki licked at the backs of his front teeth and the roof of his mouth. He was responsive, but quiet compared to Katsuki and his noises when they rocked together just right or Katsuki raked his teeth over his lips. Katsuki's boxers felt gross. It was so hot he wanted to tear his clothes off and the friction was just bordering painful, but he couldn't bring himself to care. All he could focus on was chasing release with his hips, with his mouth on Deku's. He grabbed Deku's thigh and hauled his leg up, changing the angle so he could grind half against the curve of his ass. Deku whimpered at that. Katsuki broke the kiss, saliva connecting their mouths for a moment.
Shut up already. You want the neighbors to hear us, shitty Deku?
He said lowly, his fingers wrapped around Deku's throat,
not squeezing, but just resting there. Deku swallowed. He didn't point out that Katsuki was being louder than he was. Instead, he curled his hand over Katsuki's and squeezed, letting him cut off his air. Katsuki bit his lip hard, eyes blown wide as he slowly increased the pressure. Fuck. Deku was willingly letting him take control of the air he breathed. It felt heady, powerful. He couldn't get enough. His cock ached. You like that? Katsuki breathed in his ear, giving it an experimental bite. He counted the seconds, making sure he didn't cut off Deku's breathing for too long. Deku nodded. Katsuki could feel his pulse jackrabbiting under his fingers. Good boy. Deku's throat moved and his mouth opened, but no sound came out. Katsuki felt him arch up and shudder violently. His eyebrows shot up and he let go of Deku's neck. Deku coughed and gasped for breath. He looked wrecked. Did you just fucking come?
Yeah,
Deku panted. His voice was rough after what Katsuki had done.
Stop.
Katsuki froze, despite every muscle in his body screaming for him to move. Shit, did he do something wrong?
It's too sensitive, give me a second.
Oh. Then maybe you should have lasted longer than 5 goddamn seconds, Katsuki grumbled, ignoring the fact that he had done just the same thing earlier. At least he had the excuse that he was being affected by a quirk.
Sorry, I can use my mouth, Katsan.
Katsuki stared at Deku for a moment.
Fuck.
His dick twitched. He stood up and shucked his clothes at record speed. He used his shirt to clean up the mess of cum around his crotch, then sat down on his bed. After a moment, Deku did the same, legs wobbly after his orgasm. He stopped to fold his clothes. Of course he did, because he was fucking Deku, and hesitated like he was looking for somewhere to put them. Hurry up, shit nerd.
Right,
Deku jumped. He dropped his clothes and moved closer, sinking to his knees between Katsuki's spread legs. Katsuki curled his fingers in the sheets and watched intently. His cock was flushed and dripping. Deku eyed it with a look of determination and leaned in to give the head a testing lick. Before Katsuki could urge him to hurry up, he sucked it into his mouth. Katsuki threw his head back and moaned as he was enveloped in wet warmth. His fingers flexed and his dick twitched in Deku's mouth. Deku wrapped his fingers around the base to hold it in place as he slid further down and sucked. Katsuki was losing his mind. He couldn't think. All he could do was feel. And as Deku started to bob his head, started to stroke what he couldn't fit in his mouth, Katsuki had no idea how it was possible for something to feel so good. He couldn't help it. He tangled his fingers in Deku's hair, tugging it hard enough he knew it had to sting, and he thrust it into Deku's mouth. The wet slide knocked the breath from his lungs. Deku gagged.
Stop me if it's too much,
Katsuki panted, loosening his grip on Deku's hair to smooth his fingers over it. Katsuki met Deku's eyes, and they were burning with determination. He didn't pull off even though Katsuki gave him the chance, even when Katsuki gave another testing thrust. Instead, he reached up and wrapped his free hand over Katsuki's in his hair, making him seize another handful. Deku let Katsuki fuck back and forth over his soft, slick tongue, barely letting him breathe. The knowledge drove Katsuki wild, made him lose the tentative thread of restraint he was holding onto.
You like it like this, don't you?
Katsuki growled.
You letting me use you? Fucking knew you had to be a masochist.
Katsuki's eyes were starting to tremble as he got closer to the edge. Their eyes stayed locked together, Deku's green ones watering from the abuse to his mouth. The boy's face was stained blotchy with pink. The tears threatened to spill over when Katsuki rocked further into his mouth, towards the back. His throat convulsed in another gag and he pulled back, coughing and gulping in breaths of air. Deku caught his breath and then went right back at it, sucking at Katsuki's cock with, frankly, filthy wet noises. His hand gripped Katsuki's hips and dragged him closer to the edge of the bed, pushing his cock further into his mouth. Katsuki swore. He wasn't going to last much longer,
The lust quirk was addling his mind, and so was Deku's mouth. His filter was blown to smithereens until he was spilling out pornographic nonsense.
Yeah, fuck Deku. Be my bitch. Such a good fucking slut for me.
Katsuki moaned, and tugged at Deku's hair more viciously, rolled his hips harder, and relished in the way Deku gagged, the way those tears finally split down his cheeks.
Should've fucking done this ages ago.
Katsuki felt the shudder that went through Deku more than saw it, felt him breathe a tiny little moan around his dick and, oh fuck, he could see Deku's arm moving between his own legs. He was really getting off on this. Katsuki could barely fucking breathe from the way his orgasm jolted through him, electrifying every nerve in his body, making his blood sing with fire. He choked on an involuntary, as he spilled over Deku's tongue, hips rocking of their own accord. He fell back on the bed, panting. Deku pulled off and coughed and spluttered, cum dripping from his mouth to the carpet. Any other day, Katsuki would have kicked his ass for that. He'd have to clean that up later. But he couldn't be bothered right then. Deku wiped his mouth, and then his damp cheeks. He shakily stood up to sit on the bed, wincing at the way his knees, neck, and jaw ached.
Did it work, Kachan?
Deku asked in a hoarse voice, concerned eyes raking over Katsuki. He looked like a mess. He was flushed down to his chest and shoulders. Strands of his spiky hair were stuck to his forehead with sweat. His eyes were glassy and his chest was heaving hard and fast.
No,
Katsuki snarled, and it was almost a sob. If anything, it was fucking worse. He felt like dying. Could that happen? Could he die because of a quirk like this? His breathing surged harder as a rational panic set in. Everything was too much. Even the air was like needles to his shaking, hypersensitive body. The desperation to be touched was overwhelming him.
Make it fucking stop, Deku.
Frustrated tears welled up in Katsuki's eyes, and that show of weakness only made him angrier. His pride was wounded and stinging. He sank his teeth into his lower lip and turned his head, not wanting to see the pity that he knew he'd find on Deku's face. Katsuki twitched as he felt calloused fingers intertwine with his own warm, sweaty ones. A scarred palm settled against his.
It's okay, Kachan, Deku murmured, squeezing. I've got you. Breathe.
Part of Katsuki wanted to stop breathing altogether just to spite Deku. Maybe if he held his breath for long enough, he could pass out into sweet oblivion, away from this torture. He didn't. He closed his eyes and matched his breathing to Deku's, tried not to think about the aching need simmering beneath his skin.
We should probably have sex, Deku said tentatively, breaking the silence.
Katsuki's eyes flew open.
I mean, all the way. I guess the quirk's requirements were as simple as that all along.
He sounded uncertain, hesitant.
It made something bitter and ugly twist in Katsuki's chest.
What if it doesn't work? Katsuki snapped. What if it makes it worse again? Don't fucking force yourself.
He snatched his hand away. Deku frowned at him.
I'm not forcing myself, he said defensively. I'm nervous. It's not like I've done this before.
Yeah, Katsuki sneered. And I bet you wish it was Round Face instead of me, huh?
What?
Deku spluttered.
Don't be weird, Kachan. Uraraka-san is pretty and all, but she's a precious friend to me.
Deku paused as he seemed to realize something. And then, of all things, he fucking smiled.
Why, Kachan, are you jealous?
Why would I? What the fuck, Deku? Katsuki snarled.
Sorry, never mind. I'll go get you some water. Deku darted off before Katsuki could wipe that stupid smirk off his face.
A minute later, Deku returned with a tall glass of iced water. Katsuki sat up, snatched it out of his hand, and chugged it, the cold liquid soothing his parched throat. When he was done, he pressed the freezing glass wet with condensation to his flushed cheek. It felt relieving. He didn't miss the way Deku's eyes lingered on the long column of his throat, and then on the little bit of liquid that dripped down his chin. He smirked. Lube's in the drawer, Deku. Right.
Deku tore his eyes away and opened the drawer, searching for the lube. He found the bottle and settled on the bed again. He uncapped it, about to squeeze him onto his fingers.
What the shit, Deku?
Katsuki snapped, slamming the glass down on top of the drawers.
That's my job.
I didn't think you'd want... Deku's sentence was cut off by a squawk as he was manhandled into Katsuki's lap. His hands reflexively shot to Katsuki's shoulders for support. Katsuki jolted as the other boy's ass rubbed against his still-too-sensitive cock.
Well, you were wrong. Give me that.
Katsuki snatched the bottle from Deku's hand and squeezed a copious amount onto his fingers. His entire dick was going up Deku's ass. It couldn't hurt to use a lot. He brought his hands behind Deku, using one to spread his cheeks while the other rubbed a finger experimentally over Deku's hole. Deku jumped and tensed. Katsuki rolled his eyes.
How am I supposed to do this if you don't relax?
I'm not used to someone touching me there, Deku defended.
Yeah, this is fucking weird for me too. Quit bitching.
Katsuki rubbed his thumb back and forth, letting the other boy get used to the sensation. Deku took a deep breath and managed to relax. Katsuki slid a finger in. It felt warm, velvety and tight. He could feel even the slightest twitch from Deku. Unlike the fire and abandon he had shown earlier, while sucking Katsuki off, Deku seemed shy and subdued now. It was strangely intimate, Katsuki exploring inside him, their two warm bodies tangled and close. Their breath mingled. Deku's eyes flickered like he didn't know where to look. He settled for holding Katsuki closer, burying his face in his sweaty hair. The action made his cock rub against Katsuki's abs, and Deku sucked in a sharp breath. Two fingers now. It was quiet except for their shaky breaths and pounding heartbeats. Katsuki took it painfully slow, fingers rough with calluses but gentle in their exploration. At least being thorough gave him something to focus on beside the maddening craving to fuck. If he didn't think about it, he could almost ignore the ache between his legs.
Kachan,
Deku murmured, almost making Katsuki jump at the sudden break in silence.
I think that's enough.
Fuck off, I know what I'm doing. Probably. Whatever, Deku didn't want to risk Deku's ass bleeding all over his dick. As if to prove his point, Deku slid another finger in and crooked his fingers. They rubbed over something. Deku gasped and jolted.
Fuck, did that hurt?
No, Deku said breathlessly. Do it again. Katsuki did it again, and again, and again, until Deku was a trembling mess in his lap, rolling his hips to get more, fucking himself on Katsuki's fingers. His cock rubbed over Katsuki's defined stomach, smearing pre-cum. Katsuki could barely breathe. He wanted to wreck Deku. Katsuki twisted his fingers deeper and mouthed at the junction of Deku's neck and shoulder. He sank his teeth in hard, took savage pleasure in the dirty whimper it tore from Deku's throat.
Kachan,
Deku gasped out, hands shooting to Katsuki's wrist and gripping it.
Kachan, I'm gonna come if you keep doing that.
Katsuki soothed the teeth marks with his tongue, his fingers stilling. He could feel Deku panting, chest heaving against his own. He waited for Deku to let go before he pulled his fingers out. Deku pressed his forehead to Katsuki's and bit his lip.
How do you want to do it?
You choose, Katsuki said roughly. He was too turned on to think.
Then, like this is okay,
Deku said, because of course he would go for some romantic shit like that. Like being cradled close in Katsuki's lap and looking into his eyes while he fucked him like an animal. Katsuki shifted to get comfortable, crossing his legs. Deku moved to wrap his legs around Katsuki's waist. Then Katsuki was gripping the base of himself and guiding it forward, the slick head rubbing over Deku's entrance. In that moment, Katsuki was hyper-aware of everything. The sweat dripping down the small of his back, the ache in his wrist, the sound of his blood rushing in his ears, the feeling of it in his veins, the pounding in his chest, Deku's green eyes filled with the black of his pupil, locked with his own. The mint of Deku's toothpaste on his breath, the scent of his body wash underneath his sweat, every tingling, ecstatic point of contact between him and Deku. Deku, Deku, Deku. Katsuki pushed in, and it all faded to white noise. Flames seemed to lick at every inch of his skin, consuming him. Everything was pleasure so intense it was painful. "Kachan," Deku gasped, fingers digging into Katsuki's shoulders. "Yeah?" Katsuki breathed. In this position, there wasn't a good angle for thrusting. Instead, Deku grinded back and forth, and Katsuki rolled his hips up to meet him. It was slow and agonizing and so, so good. Deku surged forward until their lips met, and then they were swapping tongues and spit and breath and teeth, messy, clumsy, too good to care. Katsuki could die happy like this. Katsuki's hand slipped down until he could curl his fingers around Deku and stroke, rewarded by a moan that he barely heard over his own muffled ones. Katsuki didn't realize Deku was crying until he felt the dampness pressed to his cheek. He jerked away and froze. "What the fuck, Deku?" he snapped, feeling the panic surge up his throat and choke him. Deku reached up and wiped his face. "I'm okay, I just..." He struggled for words. "I'm just so full of you," he whispered. "It feels close. I wanted to be close to you again for so long, Kachan." Deku's voice was impossibly quiet. His eyes welled up with fresh tears. "I missed you," he admitted, his head bowing. Fuck. Katsuki was supposed to be pissed at him, say that it was his fault for looking down on him, and yet... His hand found Deku's and squeezed it. He'd deny it later, murmuring a soft and aching, "Me too," against Deku's lips. Deku shuddered and grinded harder, leaning back with his hands planted on Katsuki's thighs. There was only so much of the slow pace they could both take, but it still wasn't enough. They both wanted more. Katsuki did them both a favor by gripping Deku's thighs and lifting him up. "Kachan, what?" Deku was interrupted by Katsuki dumping him onto the bed, head hitting the pillow. Katsuki manhandled him until he was on his stomach. "Gonna fuck you for real now, Deku," he declared, shuffling forward on his knees. "And I'm not gonna play nice. Tell me to stop if you don't like it." Deku moaned, hopelessly turned on, and nodded. He shifted onto his knees to give Katsuki better access, and turned to push himself up on his hands to peer over his shoulder. Katsuki grabbed a fistful of his hair and shoved his face back down. Katsuki fucked into him in one rough thrust, knocking the air from Deku's lungs, and Katsuki didn't give him the chance to catch it, either. He set a brutal pace that fulfilled both their cravings, hard and fast and filthy and deep, a means to an end as they chased release. Mindless and carnal, lost to the pleasure of their bodies, they climbed higher and higher and higher. Katsuki gripped Deku's hips hard as he slammed in and out. He could hear the slap of skin on skin, mixed with his panting and moaning, and Deku's muffled noises. It sounded pornographic, and it turned him on even more.
"Kachan,"
Deku sobbed, panting. His hand found his way under him to jack himself off hard and fast, matching the pace Katsuki was setting.
"Deku,"
Katsuki growled in response. He brought his fingers to Deku's lips and shoved them into his mouth. His fingers met wet heat. Deku's teeth scraped over them, and then Katsuki was gone. His hips stuttered and he lost his rhythm, starting to thrust with wild abandon.
"Fuck, I want to come inside you. You want that? Want me to fill you up?"
he asked roughly, urgently. Deku hummed a desperate, "mm-hmm," around his fingers like he really did want it. Want Katsuki's cum deep inside him, dripping out.
"Shit."
Katsuki draped himself over Deku's back, wrapping an arm around him and crushing him close. He threw his head back, teeth bared in a soundless snarl, and eyebrows knitting together as he came harder than he ever had before. He fucked Deku through it, and though he was lost in his own ecstasy, He didn't mind the way Deku started to shudder through his own orgasm. And then, after a short eternity, it was over, except for the trembling aftershocks and the satisfied glow. Finally, finally, there was relief from the hell Katsuki had been in. He went boneless on top of Deku, hardly giving a fuck that he was probably crushing him uncomfortably. Katsuki laid there for a while, catching his breath and waiting for his body to cool and his pulse to calm. Eventually, he made to pull out. Deku's hand shot behind him and gripped Katsuki's thigh to stop him. "Stay inside," Deku murmured. "I like it." "Weirdo," Katsuki mumbled, but obliged. He carefully rolled them over onto their side so he was spooning Deku, still not pulling out. He kept his arm around the other boy and tucked the other one under the pillow beneath their heads. He nosed into Deku's bird nest of hair. They were uncomfortably sticky and sweaty, and with them cuddling, it was a little too warm, but Katsuki was too exhausted to give a shit. He was ready to pass the fuck out. Except that at some point, Deku tensed up and started to mumble under his breath. "What the hell's your problem?" Katsuki muttered. His voice was slow and slurred, tired but still prickling with irritation. Deku fell silent and chewed his lip. "It's just... I feel like I took advantage of you," Deku swallowed. "You were under the effects of a quirk, and yet I..." "Shut the fuck up," Katsuki growled. "I wasn't so fucking addled that I couldn't consent. If anything, I took advantage of you and your goddamn savior complex." "But I already told you I wanted it, Kachan," Deku practically shouted. "I would have wanted it even if you were never hit by that quirk." He tugged his head, looking like he was about to cry. Katsuki's anger died down. His hand, once again, sought Deku's. Deku tried to pull it away at first, but Katsuki was insistent on twining their fingers together. "Well, there you have it," he grumbled. "Both of us wanted it, and the sex was fucking great, which means we're doing it again sometime. Any objections?" "No? Now go the fuck to sleep." Deku spluttered incoherently. "Kachan, you can't just..." "I can, and I fucking am," Katsuki said, smug. Deku flapped his mouth uselessly for a few moments before he snapped it shut. He looked away. "At least take me on a date first," he muttered. "Sure, whatever. We'll talk more later. Just sleep already." Katsuki yawned and resumed his tired nuzzling of Deku's hair. "It's too early for this." Despite himself, a small smile found its way onto Deku's lips. "Okay, Kachan," he agreed, and finally permitted his eyes to close. Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you enjoyed it. It was a blast to read. If you've got, like, comments or, like, what is it, constructive criticism about this, my work, feel free to, like, write to me however you want, which is my segue into Beacons. I have a Beacons page, which is like a link tree, and it's got all my information, like my Discord server and my Instagram, where I do post stuff about, like, my process and what I'm doing. Sometimes you'll get sneak peeks of new stuff. And there's one more thing. Oh, if you want to recommend stuff, you can do that too. If you really, really want it, like, desperately, you should probably email me. Yeah. And I do like getting emails. That's fun. It's good. Give me a second. I think that's it, yeah. That is it. I will see you next time. Have a great day. Bye. Don't forget to drink water.